Hello, it's the Ghost. Welcome to They Call Me the Ghost. If you're a fan of the strange but true happening in our world and the dark and mysterious goings-on, then you are in the right place. And today I'm sharing real-life horror stories that are actually super scary. Let's take a look at this real horror story of an old graveyard. Now, before I even get started, let's get thinking about graveyards and cemeteries. First off, do you guys know why they are called graveyards and some are called cemeteries? A graveyard is actually in the yard of a church. It's connected to the church in some way, whereas cemetery is actually independent of anything. You've seen both, but in case you never really knew the difference, there's a little bit of trivia for you. But here is this story. It was a dark, stormy night in late October. We're approaching on that, the night before Halloween. Jagged streaks of lightning are shooting across the sky, illuminating this old house that stood alone on top of a hill. The wind's howling through the tall trees, so it's one of those nights, right? Falling leaves, heavy raindrops are splattering against the window panels. Inside, a room is lit by frames of a roaring fireplace and a single lamp. Dana sat alone on the couch and shivered a little bit, drew the blanket up, wrapped it around close to her neck. But really, it wasn't the cold wind or even the jagged lightning that made her shiver. It was this book she was reading, Short Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. You know how you always want to get freaked out, so you do stuff like that? You're telling stories around the campfire, you're reading things like this. And then what do you think when you actually are freaked out? Does it go too far, or is that really what you wanted? Well, that's what she was doing, and this is what was happening to her. The story she was reading now had made her blood run cold. It was about a ghost that haunted an old graveyard. One night, the ghost let out this mournful moan. He missed the house where he once lived. The ghost went to a nearby town and searched frantically for his own home. He went from house to house. He was even knocking on doors, but of course, no doors opened for him. Until finally, he saw an old house sitting up on a hill. The ghost began his weary climb up to this house. Well, that's where Dana stopped reading. She put the book down on her lap and searched the dark corners of the room that she was in with her eyes, because now, of course, she's getting a little bit creeped out. Had she heard something just now? Was her imagination just getting carried away with her? She sat down and just waited, very still, for a few moments to sort of gather herself back up. All she could hear at that time was the cold wind howling around the house outside and blowing through the trees. So Dana picks the book back up and she starts to read it again, but before she could get back into the horror story, she hears a loud rapping sound, a rapping on the front door of the house. Dana sat very still. You know, she's waiting. She's wondering what it is, and maybe it will just go away. But it didn't. It came again, and even louder than before. Whoever was there was not just going to go away. Dana pushes off her blanket. She gets up off the couch. And she hesitates. She's standing in front of the fireplace, staring at its flames. She could maybe go see who is at the front door. I mean, it was probably just a neighbor. However, as the great devil advocates our thoughts are, her mind also drifts elsewhere. Maybe, her mind whispers to her, it was the sad ghost searching for his home. Dana fought off this crazy idea that had just come to her. She walks out of the living room and into the hallway, and without hesitating, she just pulls open the door. And then she hears a hi. This timid voice comes to her out of the dark. Consequently, Dana's face drops with disappointment. It wasn't anything fantastic. It was just the boy from a nearby school. He had a pad and pencil in his hand, and he was dripping with water. He says, I was wondering if maybe your family would like to buy some candy for our school. It's a fundraiser. So Dana says, okay, come on in. She opens the door wide for the boy to come in the hallway, and he's just talking. Hey, I'm Jason, he says. Would you like to buy some candy? Well, no, not exactly, she answers, leading him into the room where she'd been reading. I just don't really feel like being alone right now, if that's okay. The kid asks her, well, what do you mean? He's looking around the dimly lit room. It's got heavy curtains, some strange antiques in the corner. What I mean, she says, is that I just don't want to be alone right now because I'm actually afraid. And afraid of what? She admits, ghosts. Jason's eyes dart around the room again. Even though he's new in town, He'd already heard weird things about this particular house. It was one of the oldest in the area. Some of the kids in his class had warned him not to go there and sell candy. And this is one of those events where you know something weird is happening. Your intuition is telling you so. But you kind of hope it passes. And really why you're hoping it passes is because you really just don't want to deal with it, even if you're trying to freak yourself out. The idea of something really happening to you is too much for so many, that if it does die off and go away, they're actually okay with putting it out of their mind altogether. Ask yourself, would you be able to just walk away and forget about it? And lastly, let's move on to a true horror story from the one and only Savannah, Georgia. This contributor to superparanormal.com says that his friend recently moved into a house in a new town that was about 3 hours away from where they lived before. Now, her parents are big enthusiasts on buying broken-down old houses and fixing them up into gorgeous houses. They live in them and they sell them off, so this is nothing new to them. But this guy's friend, she was a little bit scared from the get-go after hearing so many haunted stories from Savannah. Used to moving around, she wasn't really enthusiastic about moving to Savannah. But unfortunately for her, that's how it was. And more unfortunately, the new house was haunted, so she says. And she claims it all started just after a month of moving into the new house. So first off, this house was built in the early 1900s. That can turn people away right off the bat, because people do think of hauntings and things that are in their presence that are just sort of hanging around. And this house had a lot of history to it. This girl did some research on the house and found out that 3 of the 5 previous owners died from falling down the stairs. That could put you a little bit on edge. And before that even, there was an elderly woman who had been murdered in that house. And that's a case that's never been solved. And there were other odd claims, the general haunting claims, clothes that were strewn all over the place, pictures that were hanging on the wall that ended up being thrown across the room, things like that. Now living there, this woman claims other things, that the stairs creak as if someone was constantly walking up and down them all night. The family had a hard time sleeping. They even tried to get the whole family together to try to get to the bottom of things, and they held a summoning for the ghost. They tried for an hour, but nothing happened, and then they just gave up thinking, well, the ghost must not want to talk. So they headed upstairs to go to bed. The particular woman who shared her story, though, was not quite settled. She was young, at home with her parents, and was just up and about during the middle of the night. She couldn't sleep, and she decides she's going to go downstairs to get a drink of water. Well, she gets to the top of the stairs when she hears this horrible voice. And it's not far away. It's right at her side, and it says, "You want to know what happened to me, lovely? You want to know how I died? Here, let me show you." And then suddenly, this girl is pushed down the stairs. Thankfully, she only broke her leg. Now the family only uses the bottom half of the house. They're saving up for a new house. They can't quite move yet. And the claim now is that even if you're over there for a visit, you will hear faint moaning and even whispering coming from other parts of the house. It's just another claim, guys. They are out there. They are all over the place. These people don't always come forward because, of course, no one will believe. But then again, why worry about that? If no one's going to believe you, can you take it? Would you report what you saw? And how would you live in a house that you had to stay in for financial reasons that you truly believed was haunted like this? What would you do and how would you handle it? Share your thoughts. And until next time, thank you for listening, and I will talk to you all soon.